Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Happy Thursday night. This game really testing the power of the popularity of the NFL.
Woo-hoo!
The Washington football team hosting the New York Giants. Washington leads 14-10. The game is at halftime. So far, Daniel Jones, 65 yards passing, 73 yards rushing, and a touchdown for the Giants. Meanwhile, Taylor Heinicke, 17 out of 21, a buck 62, and a touchdown for Washington. Washington's defense really came on strong in the second quarter. They had a bunch of hits, knockdowns. They've sacked Daniel Jones three times. After a pretty nice start, Washington looks like they're taking control of this game at least a little bit. But I know Giants fans are going, Mike, hey, if I squint my eyes instead of Daniel Jones, it kind of looks like Josh Allen. No, you know, look, he's passing, he's throwing. And if I squint my eyes, I could see Russell Wilson playing quarterback for the Giants next year. So, you know, when you squint your eyes, you can see different things.
Nothing wrong with Daniel Jones in this game. Operational efficiency, not exactly pushing the ball downfield, but that's not what you expect in this game. You're hoping to get a little more of a run game. Saquon Barkley's got 46 yards on five carries. Here's the problem. One of those carries went for 41 yards. As for Jones, he had that long run, a bogus holding call on the outside on a wide receiver, pulled it back, but they eventually get the job done, get a field goal out of it. And Heinicke's been fantastic. And I think we talked about it a bit last night. The only thing that the blemish on it all was McKissick with the rushing touchdown, so Gibson fantasy shareholders were kind of pissed about that. But Heinicke had a nice little run down to the three, a little miscommunication with Logan Thomas. He ran the wrong route going to the back post instead of just turning around at the goal line. Shades of Darnell Mooney in that game against the Rams going back to Sunday night for the Bears, except this was a tuck and run, and they get the touchdown to give them the four-point lead. Remember, spread was 3 or 3.5, depending on where you got it for this one. But all in all, an entertaining first half, Smith. I mean, I can't be sad by it. No. And it's football.
Yeah, no, it's football, and it's like ordering. Where we get the pizza from? Oh, we got it from Domino's. Oh, we got pizza coming. No, you're right. Let me just celebrate we have pizza. We couldn't get Pizza Hut stuffed crust. No, we couldn't get Mario's up the street. No, we got all right, but still pizza is coming. It's like, you know, no pizza is bad pizza. We got football, NFL on the Thursday night. All right, you know.
Yeah, I don't think you needed to besmirch any particular brand in that analysis.
I'm just saying. Oh, no. Hey, I like Domino's.
Pizza,
I love Domino's.
Pizza is pizza, right? What do they say? That nocturnal activities, all right, are two things that no matter how bad they are, they're still pretty good.
Now, you mentioned Saquon Barkley, and he's making his return this year after a big injury last year, and all you keep hearing about is, oh, Saquon Barkley would be so good. He just has to get healthy, be so good. Saquon Barkley has been a huge disappointment for the Giants. Okay, number one, this is why you don't take a running back number two overall. Because number one, it's a running back. Number two, they get hurt a lot, and that's been the big thing. Saquon Barkley has not been healthy.
Well, it's the short shelf life, really.
Injuries
are going to come in different levels over the course of the years, but it's just more the, all right, you've got 5 years. 7 years, the outliers get you to a decade, but they're few and far between.
No, and the Giants made it seem like they had no choice but to take him. He is a generational running back. He's a running back. He's a generational running back. No, he's not really a generational running back. He's a guy that if you go through his box score and you see his big games, right, he'll have just as many 100-yard games as he does have games under 50 yards, right? That's the kind of running back he is. And tonight is a microcosm of his career, right? You see Barkley, 46 yards rushing at halftime. Okay, he's having a pretty good first half. No, he's had one carry for 41 yards. He's had four carries for 5 yards. That's kind of who Saquon Barkley is. He'll have one big play a game, and then suddenly it looks like he's having a monster game. He is not the consistent running back you need when you take a guy like that. The big saying, I always go over this with Elliot Harrison from NFL Network, one of my really good friends, and we always say the same thing is, know the value of a 2 yard carry. Right, a running back needs to know the value of a 2 yard carry. And for a long time, Reggie Bush never understood that. Why is he not a great runner? Because he thinks every play I can take it for a touchdown. And I'm going to wait and I'm going to dance and I'm going to find my hole and I'm going to take it for a touchdown. Well, you know, when you're playing Fresno State and you're playing for USC, yeah, you can do that. Can't do that in the NFL. You have to know the value of a 2 yard carry. And Saquon Barkley has never really learned the value of a 2 yard carry. So you get the plays like this once in a while. Here's a big 40 yard run. But the other plays are, it'll try to bounce something to the outside. I'm not seeing, you know, instead of getting the 2 yards up the middle, I'm going to try to break it to the outside. And then he winds up losing one. So instead of second and eight, it's second and 11. And it makes it much harder for the Giants. That's kind of who he's been since he was drafted, as long as he is healthy, because he's had a problem staying on the football field. But for all this, oh, Saquon Barkley's just a guy. He's just a guy running the football because of this. Because you can't ever give him the football a ton anymore, because he can't, you can't trust him that he can have that kind of workload that you would want for a running back that you take number two overall in the draft. So you have to parse out when you give him the ball. And when you find out that, okay, he's not someone that can give you the value of a 2 yard carry, how valuable is he really? Like, is he somebody that's going to be a forever Giant when his contract comes up and they're going to say, hey, we got to give you the top running back money in the world? I mean, maybe because the Giants will want to convince everybody that what they did is right. And if we don't give him the money, you'll think we made a bad pick. So we'll give him the money to kind of fool you into thinking that he was good. Well, we got to pay him. He's great. No, he's not really. No. We're giving him money. He's great. Oh, okay. That's the only way I can see him really getting paid. Because outside of that, Saquon Barkley is kind of just a guy. Right? He had a really good rookie year. Right? Really good rookie year. But still, he had a lot of those games where it was all or nothing for him. And you need more consistency. You need more 75-yard games than you need a 45-yard game, and here's a 110-yard game. You got to have that in the NFL. Because if you're that player that they are banking on, and you carry the ball for 45 yards, your team's losing that game. You're losing that game. If you run for 75, okay, maybe you win that game because you realize that you're putting more yards on the field. But that's exactly what Barkley does not do. He doesn't know the value of a 2 yard carry.
Well, the biggest thing right now is just being able to be available, right? That's the number one thing in all of the league, and certainly even through week one. I mean, I don't know how much you've been pouring through the injury reports. It's a mash unit all out there, and folks will focus on the skill position players. No. Offensive line. We watched Gates go down with a broken leg today, right? Early on in this one for the Giants. And you've had a number where in Baltimore, Ronnie Stanley just back, and now he's out. And they're not sure how long he's going to miss. Start going through. And the trickle-down effect on that is huge as to how you run your offense, and especially if that's your identity. And when we look at the Giants, the whole thing was, all right, we added on the outside with Galladay and company, and that's great. You bring in whatever Kyle Rudolph is at this point in his career. But it's all predicated on Saquon Barkley coming back healthy behind what was a shaky offensive line and then just lost a bunch of its depth tonight. So, you know, going through the draft the last few years, Jason, you got two in the 2021 draft that were drafted in the first round, but 24th and 25th respectively in Najee Harris and Travis Etienne. One will play this year, the other will not. In 2020, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the only running back in the first round, he went 32nd overall. 2019, Josh Jacobs to the Raiders, he went 24th. 2018, you had six guys, running backs, drafted in the top 43. Three in the first round. Barkley at number two, Rashad Penny at 27, Sony Michel at 31. Now, Michel, you ended up getting there's a Super Bowl ring attached to his resume, so you could say that didn't work. But Rashad Penny, he can't stay healthy. You think they'd like to have that one back? Probably. Second round, you had Nick Chubb, Ronald Jones Jr., and Kerryon Johnson. So you got six guys drafted there. 2017, Fournette and McCaffrey go in the first round. 2016, Ezekiel Elliott. 2015, Gurley and Gordon. And then back in 2014, the first running back off the board was the great Bishop Sankey, 54th overall. So they are few and far between being drafted. And if you notice, all of those guys have been hit or miss, have had issues, and certainly have had injury derail parts of their career. right? McCaffrey missed last year. Nick Chubb's been banged up at times in his career. So, you know, fantastic runner when available. And so for Saquon Barkley, now it's, you know, you start talking about contracts. I'm like, how about you just get to half to the midpoint? Get to the midpoint healthy, and then we just start looking at what you are. Because their best runner is Daniel Jones.
And that's not me even being a jerk
and being a smartass. That's absolutely true. He's got great vision as a runner.
He does. And if he had played all 16 games last year, he probably would have finished in the top three or four rushing yards for quarterbacks. As it is, he finished sixth because that's one thing he does do well. He gets outside of the pocket. He does run the football well. And that's something the Giants need to do a little bit more of. You know, but it's like they feel that they're so beholden to Saquon Barkley because they took him at number two. And when it happened, like I said, the Giants made it feel like we have no choice. We can't take a quarterback, even though we're dying to get one. We can't take Josh Allen or anybody else. We have to take Saquon Barkley. It's like it's this big Jedi mind trick they used on the fans and the media in New York to say, well, of course we have to take Saquon Barkley. Look how good he was. He was fantastic. Not so great the last few games at Penn State his senior year, but still, yeah, he was really good. But a generational running back, you're not drafting Barry Sanders. You're drafting a running back.
He was one, minus one, zero, minus four, 42 and a touchdown. Hall of Famer, one of the greatest backs you'll ever see, but trying to run an offense with that kind of, all right, we'll just keep giving it to him. Eventually he's going to break one. I don't know that you can really plan that way, and you saw in the results during his tenure there.
No, and so for Saquon Barkley, it's, well, all right, we had no choice. No, you really did have a choice. But the way they keep talking about him, it's like Dave Gettleman, Giants GM, knows that if it ever gets out, or if we ever let the narrative take over that Saquon Barkley was a bad pick, I'm getting fired. Right? That's the whole thing. Because if Saquon Barkley was a bad pick then we focus on Daniel Jones, who was kind of an okay pick, and maybe I'm getting fired then. But with Saquon Barkley, if it ever becomes the overwhelming opinion that he was a bad pick, I'm getting fired. So he keeps talking up Saquon Barkley, and the Giants keep talking up Saquon Barkley every single time they get, oh, look how good. No, the guy's just been okay. You'd have been better off taking a different quarterback, taking a different player at number two overall. But you had to take Saquon Barkley, right? They allowed Sam Darnold, potentially a franchise quarterback, to go to the Jets rather than take a quarterback that can take over for Eli Manning, even though he was at the end. We got to take Saquon. We got to take him. I don't know why they were in love with him so much, and then I don't know why they continue to say he's our linchpin when clearly at this point in his career, you can't count on him for that. That's the whole thing that comes down to it. Let's just say Saquon Barkley, can you count on him? Do you know he's going to be healthy? No. He kind of is what he is. He's a guy that'll give you one big play and then have five or seven rushing attempts for negative or for one or negative yardage. That's kind of who he is. And the Giants keep throwing it out there that Barkley's great. No, Barkley. I wish everybody around the NFL, stars wish, they say, boy, I wish my team talked about me like they talk about Saquon Barkley. The Packers wish, Aaron Rodgers wishes the Packers talk about him like the Giants talk about Saquon Barkley. Oh, we got to have Aaron. He's so good. It masking the bad play he had week one against the New Orleans Saints. But that's kind of how it is with the Giants, because if they make it seem like it's a bad pick, then it's why is Dave Gettleman continuing to get to make those picks?
Yeah, I think right?
One
of the biggest parts is that, you know, this crew in Green Bay isn't beholden to the good, the bad, the ugly of whatever Aaron Rodgers is. When his time is up, it's up, and it's got nothing to do with their job security. These guys, Gettleman, they've got to do what they can. And it's tough to say Gettleman without thinking about the air conditioning guys that you hear the ads for all the time. It just kind of goes through the brain. But the fact of the matter, the thing that, as roster construction, we talked about this in the preseason, is I don't understand with questions about his availability, right? Because that was all during training camp of, well, I don't know if I'm going to be ready for week one. Well, week two, you're back on the field less than 4 days later. Right. So like we're talking about your body being taxed very quickly in this, and with the way Washington played against the Chargers, right, the amount of time that defense was on the field, what was it, 85 plays, 80 plays, whatever it was, on the that you would be relying on your run game So if you're planning, you know, your first quarter, and coaches always talk about seasons and quarters, and I think it's one of the smartest ways to kind of go through your season, right? How do we best navigate these four games and start to strategize as you go? Obviously, you have to pivot as you need to. But when you come into a season with a guy going into training camp who doesn't know if he's available, doesn't know if he's going to be able to give you 15 touches in week one, and even up, and maybe it was a game of possum, but it turned out to be prophetic, right? Self-fulfilling prophecy in terms of his ability and availability. How do you not fortify that position with something better than Elijah Penny and Devontae Booker? Like, that's the thing that is maddening to me. And I get it. You made upgrades at wide receiver and tight end. We talk about it. When you talk about Shepard, when you talk about bringing in Galladay to go with him, and Kyle Rudolph, you mentioned Darius Slayton, the guy, and you drafted the rookie late in the draft, right, Tony, along the way. That's all fine and good. They don't run the football. And if you want to win in that division – you can't wing it all over the yard as currently constructed. You need a sound running game to slow things down and to keep some of those high potent offenses, particularly I'm looking at Dallas, squarely, obviously, in the division. And we don't know what Philadelphia is yet. Great week one. But the idea is you need a running game, and that was going to be your identity. And now you're kind of in no man's land, because if Saquon ain't the guy, you don't have a guy behind him.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. A Graham Gano field goal has just cut the Washington football team lead to 14-13. Still a lot of time left here. 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. Finding it harder to perform at your best as you age? Fight back with M-Drive, the daily supplement for driven men who refuse to let age beat them. M-Drive supports healthy testosterone levels and boosts energy to help you regain your edge. Visit mdriveformen.com for 20% off your first order with promo code Smith. Smith. That's my last name, Smith. There's free shipping and a 60-day guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdriveformen.com. That's mdriveformen.com. Use my last name promo code Smith. Free shipping, 60-day guarantee, 20% off your first order. What do you have to lose? Coming up next, we'll have more on this game. Again, 1-point lead for Washington. But guess who said he wants to play till he's 50 years old? I'll tell you exactly why Tom Brady said he wants to play till he's 50. And it's got nothing to do with the fact that he's still playing at a high level. Why is he saying it? That's next right here, Fox.
Here's why Brady's the greatest of all time.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Everybody get happy. I'll tell you, in sports talk radio, you hear Viva La Vida, you know there's a happy topic coming. When you hear clocks, you know it's a sad topic coming. Or something that is pensive, and sometimes you just know by the music.
Well, you start thinking about Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy. But you know what you really want to do? You want to grab your little green hat and let's go.
Tie shirt, this means don't come back with clocks ever unless it's a sad thing we're talking about.
Jason just lost 5 in a row in his picks of the week. No!
Let's be reflective and contemplative for a minute here, because clocks is playing. I have to think about this. What do I do?
Right now, Thursday Night Football, Washington and the Giants. It is 14-13. Giants with the football. Washington really struggling with penalties tonight. They've been penalized 8 times already, but still holding on to a 1-point lead over the Giants and Daniel Jones. We'll have more on this game throughout the night, and of course we'll completely break it down throughout the as we go through here. But something from earlier today that really, you know, gained your attention because of the sheer number that's involved in it, and that number is 50. Tom Brady, doing his weekly show with Rob Gronkowski, talked about how he thinks potentially he can now play till he's 50 years old. Look, Brady's 44. He's playing at a high level. He is coming off a huge week one. He's coming off winning the Super Bowl with Tampa Bay. He looks like he's 28 years old. Hey, he can play. Jason Light, Tampa GM, said to him recently, "Hey, Tom, I think you can play until you're 50. And here's Tom Brady basically agreeing to that from earlier today, his show with Rob Gronkowski.
Can Tom Brady play until 50 years old?
Wow.
Seems to be a really hot question lately. Can Tom Brady play till 50?
You're 44. That's six more years.
I don't find it so difficult. And plus, in the Florida, it's kind of a retiree state. So I feel like I can play and then just glide into retirement. I think I can. I think it's a yes.
All right, now before we get to that, you know my favorite part of that whole thing? I like the whole, I'm in Florida, I can glide into retirement. I like that Gronk felt he had to do the math. You're 44, that's six more years.
Hey, he was showing that he can do the mental math, okay? Why you got to make fun of him? He's a guy that people call a dope all the time and clown on him. No, he did the math. Good on him.
You're 44, that's six more years. Right? Now play it one more time. I just like, I want people to know. He's 44, that's six more years. Play it one more time.
Tom Brady play until 50 years old?
Wow. Seems to be a really hot question lately. Can Tom Brady play till 50?
You're 44. That's six more years.
I don't find it so difficult.
Hey, just in case you don't know, Tom, you're 44.
So I feel like I can play and then just glide into retirement.
You're 44, so that'd be six more years. If you need a second to understand that, let me know. But you're 44, that's six more years.
Now, wait a minute. Like, you're glossing over the whole thing. The video of this, of them sitting there, Grady's got the big visor sunglasses on, a bucket hat. They've got an inflatable, one of those little plastic pools filled up with a bunch of rubber ducks floating on the surface, a wheel from a boat, and a no lifeguard on duty sign, and then some cannonballs and rope off to the side. So it's kind of a big deal. I like the visual of what they did there.
Oh, that's something I was leading to the visual,
okay.
But you let it out for this. This is you're like Benoit Blanc in Knives Out. You're leading us out to the big who did it.
Well, I'm just sleuthing. A lot of sleuthing.
You can take this from different angles. Tom Brady wants to play till he's 50. And, of course, the main angle is, why not? He's playing so well. How many more years can he play? Will he be still this good when he's 46? Can he play when he's 47? What about when he's 48? Why not? Why can't Tom Brady play till he's 50? No, the more interesting thing revolves exactly around why he is thinking about this. And think about the backdrop, as Mike said. It's like him and Gronk hanging out, flip-flops, under the sun, having fun, doing a show, and yapping about the NFL and having fun. Tom Brady is talking about playing until he's 50. Why? Because finally, he is having fun. I guarantee you, if you said, Tom, I can give you an NFL wish, and I could change something in your past, what would it be? He would say, I wish I got out of New England 10 years ago. That's what he would say. I wish I got out of New England 10 years ago, right, when I was 34. I wish I had gotten, I had won there. I had some great teammates there. We won. I wish I had gotten out 10 years ago because you know what? Football wasn't really fun. No one who plays with the Patriots thinks football is fun there. No one walks away from the Patriots going, oh, man, that was a laugh a minute. Oh, that was so much fun. No, but you go there because you want to win because Brady is there. Look, Rob Gronkowski stopped going to OTAs retired rather than play with the Patriots. Tom Brady goes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and what happens? Gronk says, I'm ready to go play again. Brady is finally having fun, and it's not just about on the field, but look at what he's doing off the field. He doesn't do anything like this when he was in New England. He's not doing some kind of crazy fun show, talking about football, talking about how he feels. How many sound bites of Tom Brady's have you heard him doing different interviews, talking about the game, talking about football, have we heard over the past year? It's the same number we've heard that 10 years previously in New England. Why? Because Belichick is a no-fun coach. And the way things were with Brady and Belichick, they can't stand each other. And Belichick wanted to push Brady out, and they gave him that horrible offer to a guy who's going to go down as the greatest quarterback in the history of the game. They pushed the guy out the door. And Brady said, you know what? I'm leaving. And it was really a huge blow and really dirty pool to do that to Brady because all the guy's done is win and take less money for his whole career. I guarantee you now it's like, oh my goodness, it took till I was 43 years old to realize how much fun football could be again. Because it's not that the whole thing wasn't fun. Look, winning, coming up, winning the job, all that was great. The duels with Peyton Manning, he's not going to give any of that back. But 10 years ago, after he's like, you know what? I've had 12 years here in New England. I've kind kind of had enough. I've had enough of Belichick's way. I've had enough of everything going on. I really would like to go play someplace else. But how can he, right? He's the Patriots guy, so I stay. Guys are coming to play with him. I'm winning Super Bowls. It's easy to get lulled into that, to say, well, if I want to win, I got to stay here, because nobody else is getting to Super Bowls like we are. And now here, Brady, his first year. Oh, wait. I left, and I still went to the Super Bowl, and my old team didn't. So maybe it was me. I guarantee you, this is why he's talking about playing till he's 50. Because he always said 45 is where I want to go. And maybe when he first left New England, it was, yeah, I would do another couple of years and see so I could maybe win one more Super Bowl. Hey, I've already won one. We're playing well, and I am having so much fun. I look at him at the end of the Super Bowl, at the Super Bowl parade, when he's got to be helped off because of too much avocado tequila. He's finally having fun, and football wasn't fun in New England for a long time. This is why he's talking about playing until he's 50. Not because he's playing great, not because he is having fun, and that's why he wants to keep going.
Well, and I think the extension of that is, look, a lot of us, and certainly me, right, I got into this game a little later than the heart wanted to, right? I did what I was supposed to until I did what I wanted to. Right, in terms of careers and coming out of college and those opportunities, and eventually found my voice, found my path, and circuitously came back to radio, and here I am. I wish I'd been in a few years earlier. Why? Well, one, the money was different in radio. If I'd started earlier in all of this, and maybe some other, and you know, younger, leaner, meaner, all those kind of things, that maybe there are some other paths. But you know, we've had a great run. We talked about it a lot last night. You know, the path goes as it is. And for Tom Brady, maybe some of that is, I wish I'd bet on myself that it was me more than New England, the system, the assistants, and everything that was around me. So I think it's an extension of that happiness to also just a betting on yourself instead of staying in where you are comfortable. And all of those things are great, right? All the winning, the legacy of the battles against Peyton Manning, the other Manning getting over on you twice is certainly going to stick in your craw forever. But, you know, it's that type of possibility. And you're having fun. Gronkowski now quoted as saying he'll retire when Tom does. So he's more or less said, I'll go another six if you do. It wasn't.
Dude, I don't know, man. That sounds great for Gronk, but I think Brady's going to outlast Gronk.
Well, I think he will too, right? I got a bunch of fantasy questions about Gronk today in doing my spots. And I'm like, you know what? While he's 100% healthy, while he's out there, go and run. But eventually there's going to be a stretch where O.J. Howard is the guy. Doesn't mean he's on load management and on vacation, but they're going to change that up to make sure he's ready for December and January. So you can bank on that as you flow. But with Brady, yeah, he's having fun. You've got a winning squad. Bruce Arians is the guy that, you know, even just in our conversations with Jay Glazer and observing from the outside, it's something we always believe, but now you have that extra confirmation from the little stuff that Jay gives us on air, and certainly some of the bits and pieces you get off of how he talks to these guys, and he gives them some autonomy. Yeah, it's a lot easier to decide to keep pushing forward when you have that kind of cast around you, and certainly the faith and trust of your coaches to be yourself. Even yesterday, right? There was an ESPN, one of those infographics, and they took a quote from him, and he on Twitter, he or his team just said, what the hell? We don't even do links to stuff anymore. Here's the podcast link. Right? I love that chap ass kind of side of him as well. Just saying, all right, I'm gonna call it out. So you're taking my content and quoting me. How about you link to it so folks can go find it easier? So yeah. Like, all of those little things I think are fantastic. And I think the two things tie together. Having a blast, being able to show how funny he is. And if you ever go back and watch that Saturday Night Live episode that he did, he was really funny.
He's a guy that can kill a horse with my bare hands. Yeah.
He's a guy that always has been able to laugh at himself.
Mm-hmm.
Look, and so now doing it on a whole other level and creating a second brand is amazing.
We're getting the real Tom Brady. you know, and it's a long time. Right? It's 43 years old till we go, oh, Brady can be kind of funny. He can do that. It's not discouraged like it has been in New England for the longest time. I'm telling you, he's going to say, I should have got out 10 years ago. I wish I would have left. I wish I would have won in the beginning, and I was there for 12 years and won whatever I won. I'll give back the last couple of Super Bowl championships I won to be able to have gotten out earlier and been playing somewhere else and enjoying football more for the past 10 years. And I want to keep it going now because now I'm having fun. So now I want to keep going till I'm 50. Hey, Giselle, can I play till I'm 50? Tom, we're going to talk about that. Yeah, but I'm really having fun again. I guarantee you he would go back and say, I wish I could do it over again. I wish I could.
Well, you know what? Now you get to finish off another 5 years because that's the other side of this. You know, any conversations and comparisons to any other quote-unquote GOAT in any other sport, if he pulls this off and say they just win one more Super Bowl, there's no more argument, right? That's the other thing is you walk away as the legend of all legends and all NFTs sell out forever.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yes, sir.
20-17, Giants with the lead over Washington early in the fourth quarter. Giants have the football and on the move. So to celebrate that, we're going to celebrate week one of the NFL into the start of week two tonight. The best way we know how. Alex Teichert.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And now, it's the Magic Johnson Twitter game.
The special week one NFL edition of the Magic Johnson Twitter game.
Wow.
Yes, Magic Johnson, the most obvious and vanilla tweeter in the world. This is how we play. I give you the tweet. You tell me if this is a Magic Johnson tweet or not. Playing myself, Mike Harmon. Special delivery, Steve DeSager. Alex Teichert. Ryan Bershinger. Are you guys ready to go?
Yeah, betcha, yes.
Yeah, the only tweet I know from Magic this week was when he was doing that dance with his wife to celebrate their anniversary, and they hired some band to just play for them for like 90 minutes.
Yeah,
How weird is that?
I'm going to have a band come in and play.
I don't know. That would just seem a little over the top to me.
Renting out Dodger Stadium when the team's not there and having a private dinner by the
dugout. Was, it was a mariachi band, and Joe Kelly was actually playing.
Wow.
All right, so here we go.
By the way, Giants field goal, 52 yards, 23-17.
Ooh, look at the Giants. All right, so here we go. Magic Joe, who tweeted a lot about NFL week one. Here we go. What a game. What a game. Is that a Magic Johnson tweet?
Yes.
What a game.
Yeah, I could see what that, game. Unfortunately. Yeah.
What a game. Alex Teichert?
It was a terrible game, Jay. I'm going to say no.
We're
not even sure what game we're talking about.
I'm with him. No, no.
That is not.
No!
Yeah, that's right.
I bet you if you go through the annals of his history,
probably,
you will find at least one what a game.
I'm right.
You ready for the next one?
So I'm undefeated. Let's go.
Sure.
All right. Wow. Wow.
Oh, you're a jerk.
Okay, fine.
Is that a Magic Johnson
Would he
tweet?
Double down on this, knowing that my emotional state has now been compromised? Yes, he would. He's hateful and vindictive. But I will say it is a Magic Johnson tweet.
Yeah, at some point.
All right.
I feel
Alex?
Like... You know what, Ryan? I'm going to let you go after me so you can follow the greatness here.
Okay, thank you.
It is absolutely not a Magic Johnson tweet.
Yeah, okay. I feel like Magic specifies what he's talking about typically, so I will say no.
That's very way to think. Good way
That's
to think
deep,
about it.
Deep and thoughtful. I like that, which means
wow.
It's probably wrong.
Wow. Is a Magic Johnson tweet. Week one of the NFL. This is a great game between the Cowboys and Bucks. Is that a Magic Johnson tweet? This is a great game between the Cowboys and Bucks. Goodness.
I'm losing my appetite.
Why do you even have an account, honestly? I'll say no.
Yeah, I'll say yeah.
I say yes.
That's a no.
Really? Tice, you're going no, really?
All Absolutely. Right. Why are you doing this, like, making me re-guess things? Stop it.
I'm just saying. Because this is a great game between the Cowboys and Bucks. Is a Magic Johnson.
Yeah, it is.
You're doing that Regis thing right now where you're trying to make me not win a million. I feel it.
Are you sure?
Are you sure? Let's play. Yeah. Let's you. Let's play. Right here. What's your answer? Right here. Are you sure? Let's play.
You can
let's
win the $100 or let's that play. Goat over there.
Let's play.
Oh,
right
the
here.
Goat. The goat can do so many things for you.
Kathy Lee is out. Joy is in today. Hey, Joy. How you doing? All right. Let's play. The Raiders win was so exciting and in overtime. Is that a Magic Johnson tweet? The Raiders' win was so exciting and in overtime.
That's almost too much information. No.
It's too much information.
Well, is there exclamation points? Because normally you'd be good with two or three exclamation points. Not to make it all Seinfeldian in that episode, but mm-hmm. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes, this is Magic at his finest.
I'm with Steve. I say no.
Yeah, I'm with Steve as well. It's a no.
The Raiders' win was so exciting and in overtime is not a Magic Johnson tweet. Not a Magic Johnson tweet.
See, I was going like a better. Even though I went off the jump, I knew you guys were going to say no. So I went against the public there.
In Steve, we trust.
Yep.
No, that's instant death. Yeah.
What do you mean? We trusted Steve. What
I
do you mean?
I trusted you and we won.
What do you mean? So we will have more of the Magic Johnson Twitter game celebrating week one into week two of the NFL season just like that. I know Harmon's going to walk away going, man, he gave me that what a game and wow back to back just to screw me. I know that's true. Right. He did it. But coming up next, hey, things are getting interesting now in Washington. We got more on this on more on a big story out of the National Football League. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, you are listening to Fox Sports Radio. Magic Johnson, yo.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.